Deep under the earth, just northwest of Las Vegas, Troy Wade worked to win the Cold War. The story of his career at the Nevada test site is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Troy Wade witnessed a piece of Cold War history that few had a chance to see.
This was at the point in the history of the United States when the United States was trying to learn how to test nuclear weapons underground.
Although Wade did not have a background in nuclear science, his experience was vital at the Nevada test site beginning in the 1950s.
People were beginning to worry about worldwide fallout. The Soviets were testing, and the United States was trying to learn how to test underground. That's why the Nevada test site is there, and I came there in 1958 because of my background in mining and my background in explosives.
In 1958, the Atomic Energy Commission began construction on the underground test site outside of Las Vegas. Both the U.S. and Russia saw the consequences of above-ground testing and agreed to move such work below the Earth's surface.
It was chosen initially for its remoteness, a fact that's still true today. It turned out that the geology and the hydrology were suitable for underground testing. There's a captive water table under the test site. The water doesn't go anywhere from there. It turns out almost more by luck than by science, the geology and the hydrology of the test site chosen for atmospheric testing turned out to be perfect for underground testing.
We'll have more with Troy Wade and his memories of work at the Nevada test site next time as we travel the countryside. In Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.